Welcome to all of you who are joining us in person this evening and all of you who are joining us online. We are grateful for your presence among us, and after several weeks of preparation during Advent, on this holy night, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just a few details about the service. If you are able, please stand when indicated. If not, please stay seated. You're also invited to read aloud the bold print when it is in the bulletin. Also this evening, I feel like I am coming down with just a little bit of something, so I will be wearing a mask when I serve you communion and when I bless the elements. And finally, does everyone have a candle for the candlelight portion of the service? If not, please raise your hand and one of the ushers will get one to you. No. All right. Let us now worship Christ the Messiah as we give thanks for the gift. Oh, Neil would like to say a few words before the worship service begins.
Miss Judy, will you join me also? One of, if not the only, perk of being council president is I get to stand in the presence of good-looking ladies. Tonight, especially, Judy, the congregation would like to present you with a Christmas present. Pastor Anna also.
Thank you.
We love you all every day of the year. Tonight, we get to show you a little bit more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much on behalf of both Judy and I. Let us now worship Christ the Messiah as we give thanks for the gift of baptism. Please stand as you are able. Join to Christ in the waters of baptism. Clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness, let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, fountain of living water, source of mercy, tender and mighty, you are clothed with majesty and splendor. Your steadfast love fills the earth. Your love flows through water, satisfying the thirst of all living things, sustaining life in this community, nourishing and delighting us. Your steadfast love fills the earth. Your love flows through water, a sign of your saving power. Noah and the animals survive the flood. Hagar discovers your well. The Israelites escape through the sea, and they drink from your gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away, and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. Your steadfast love fills the earth. Your love flows through the water of baptism, joined to your life-giving word. Your well of mercy and cleansing flood, your sea of deliverance from death into life, your healing river washing sin away, your living water springing up to eternal life. Your steadfast love fills the earth. Shower us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love. Clothe us and all your people with grace. Embolden us to do justice. Bless us to love mercy. Guide us to walk humbly with you, whom we thank and praise through Jesus Christ in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon its shoulders. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce empathy and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the newborn King. Tonight is one of the most holy nights in the life of the church. It's the night that we gather together to bear witness to the mystery and to the magnificence of Christ's birth. In so many ways, this night is the opposite of all the things that Christmas has evolved into over time. For many, even those of us who are gathered here tonight, the season of Christmas is defined by decking the halls, rushing through stores, hosting parties, baking cookies, cooking a lot of food, eating a lot of food, and all of the flashy bows and sweaters. And while those things are not bad or wrong, tonight is different. Because here in this place, on this holy night, beauty is not found in flashing, colorful lights, but in the stillness of soft candlelight. Festive music and being merry have given way to the gift of tenderness as a mother births the child, the Son of God, and to the gift of the intimate love of God, who takes on human flesh, who breaks into the world in the continued pursuit of all humankind and of all creation. Maddie is reminding us that the song "Silent Night" is probably not a true song, because anyone who has ever loved and been in the presence of children knows that it's hard for a little one to be quiet. And so we give thanks for Maddie's presence among us and her voice that's loud and strong. We'd rather have her here with us making noise than not have her here at all. Tonight we gather to remember the story of God as we once again open ourselves up to the power of God's truth and grace and love. Each of those profound spiritual and emotional concepts envelop this story. But we also remember that God's story comes to us intimately in the strength of a young mother, in the faithfulness of an adoptive father, and in the innocence of the child in the manger. You see, in God's story of coming to us, the gifts of Advent are found: hope, peace, joy, and love. These are our gifts this evening. Hope that there's room in God's story, even for us. The peace that we are never, ever alone. Joy that declares that God is still at work in the world. And enough love to encompass all of us who have it together, and especially all of us who don't. Because the good news of Christmas is that God is always coming to us. Now, certainly God works in big, miraculous, profound ways. But God also works in ways that are small and mysterious. And for us, this is the good news of Christmas: that just as God came to us as a babe in the manger, God continues to come to us in things that are lowly. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, God in the Manger, writes this: "And this is the wonder of all wonders, that God loves the lowly. God is not ashamed of the lowliness of human beings. God marches right in and chooses people as instruments, performing wonders where one would least expect them. God is near to lowliness. God loves the lost, the neglected, the unseemly, the excluded, the weak, and the broken. God came to us in a simple family from Nazareth. God came to us in lowly shepherds who are greeted by the heavenly hosts. God came to us in a stable, lying in a feeding trough that houses the Son of God. And God continues to come to us in the light of a candle that is not overcome by the darkness, in the water that pours over us in baptism, in the bread and wine at God's table of grace, in the hug of a loved one or the greeting of a stranger. Because over and over and over again, God comes down to us to remind us of God's profound love, found in what seem like ordinary gifts. In and through each of us, yes, in big and mighty ways, but also in the smallest acts of love and compassion, God continues to come into the world. In the ways that we care for one another, through our forgiveness and grace and reconciliation, God is known, and we bear witness to God's unfailing love. Brothers and sisters, Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. And there were, in the same country abiding, shepherds keeping watch over their field by night, when lo, the angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which is for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to all God's people on earth." Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. Your infinite love is born to us this night. With choirs of angels, the church proclaims the good news. Send us out as messengers of the hope that has come to all people. God of grace, hear our prayer. You are pleased to dwell with your creatures, and the whole earth sings for joy. Renew the splendor of creation from the smallest cell to the widest galaxies. Guide us to be wise stewards of your gifts for the sake of a generation to come. God of grace, your authority is over the nations. Break the rod of oppression in every land and free all people from fear. Bring peace where there is war, compassion where there is suffering, and healing where there is disease. God of grace, hear our prayer. You cherish those who are most valuable, vulnerable. Protect infants, children. Bless those who care for them. Watch over women giving birth. Attend the dying and relieve any who are in pain. Shelter refugee families and those who have no home. God of grace, your loving kindness embraces everyone in need. Help any for whom this season is lonely or joyless. Comfort those among us or known to us who are experiencing distress of body or mind, missing loved ones, or grieving. God of grace, you welcome those who have died into the joyous light of glory. We give thanks for the saints of every time and place whom have praised you with lives of faith and humility. Inspire us by their example to love you by serving others. God of grace.
Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we rejoice at the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. Strengthen us to share with all the world the abundance of your grace, poured out in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to the love of God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host. We are Christ's guests. Jesus welcomes everyone to come, to eat and be nourished, fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome to receive communion, and all who do not receive communion are welcomed forward for a blessing. We have gluten-free wafers, and there's grape juice in the center of the trays. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come and see what God has made known for you.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
You may be seated. In just a moment, the sanctuary will be filled with darkness, with the exception of the Christ candle remaining lit. At that point, I will read the first five verses of John 1, and then I will light my candle from the Christ candle. The ushers will come forward and light theirs from mine, and they will come alongside the aisles to light yours. Please make sure that only unlit candles are tipped to get light. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. From the light of Christ, all of our candles will be lit. And once all of the candles are lit, we will sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you this and every night. Amen.
Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim this good news. Thanks be to God.